Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer living in Charleston, South Carolina, and with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and current volleyball mom, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio. And we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo.
You guys might be wondering who this is. This is another one of my old roommates. This is Kate. We were exchange students together at the College of Charleston. And so that's how we met, and we traveled together on occasion.
Hi, everybody.
So, yeah, thanks for being
Welcome,
here.
Welcome, Kate.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Forced her to watch Bravo. She started watching Housewives. She's all in on the Traitors.
Oh, yeah.
And the season of Below Deck and some other seasons. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So we're excited you could be here with us.
Yeah. My pleasure.
So today we'll be discussing Below Deck season 11, episode 5, Come on, Eileen.
Here's your recap. A new group of guests challenges the crew, and Kat's inexperience frustrates Xandy. Ben takes the guests snorkeling, and the primary only drinks out of plastic cups. Eileen gets sloppy, and Jared struggles to stay focused. Sarah and Kate, what'd you think?
I love this episode. I love a sloppy guest. I love guest drama more than I love crew drama.
Yeah, honestly, the plastic cups gave me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
I was really worried.
There's so many questions.
And aren't plastic cups supposed to do the opposite? Not give you anxiety?
Right.
Right. Good point.
Especially on a boat. I don't know.
Yeah. So the episode... Oh, you know what? And a lot of glass broke on this charter for being plastic cup situation.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So the episode begins with the night out. And Fraser's having that talk with Barbie at the bar, and she fully admits to being a spoiled brat. And I love when Fraser said, and good for you. Like, he wants to be a spoiled brat. just to do his hair. But it seems like they kind of end on a good situation.
Do you feel like it was lip service from her? I mean, I hope it's true, and maybe I'm just jaded and I've seen this show, you know, a few times, but
yeah,
I don't know. I think she likes to like start confrontation, and then when it starts to get heated, she's like, oh, whoa. I'm just kidding. I mean, I know. I'm just
kidding. Yeah, let's just hug it out. It's fine.
Yeah.
She knew what she needed to do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's an adult. Okay, so everyone heads back to the boat. Barbie's over her very brief crush she had on Jared.
She said she felt the ick. And I felt that
it came through the screen.
Yeah. Big time.
So hot tub time, Sunny and Ben back on straddling each other, kissing, and they move it to the bunk, top bunk.
I mean, what are you going to do? You know, he's there. She's there. They're
in Rome.
Yeah,
that's right. Or Grenada.
So meanwhile, Barbie and Kyle are talking in the crew mess, and she shares her love of Judaism with him. And she's been to Israel. She's been to the Wailing Wall. She wants to convert someday is kind of what it sounded like. But yeah. I think Kyle wasn't sure exactly what to say because he's like, his wheels are turning how he can get Barbie. He's
right.
Judaism.
How can I?
He's trying to go this direction, and she's all about like, this is what I feel in my soul, and this is who I am. And
yeah, and he's like, did I, like, you know, I was branded with a coat hanger one time. So the next day, Jared goes to talk to Captain Carey, shares his struggles with not being able to talk to his daughter the night before, and Captain Carey's very kind and understanding.
He really was listening to him, and it was nice to see. And maybe Captain Carey sees a little bit of himself and like of his old self in Jared. So It's just nice that Jared has somebody to lean on in that situation.
Yeah, I love that Captain Carey worries about people's physical health and mental health.
Absolutely.
As we know, the highs are highs and the lows are lows on boats. So The crew gets busy turning the boat around. Ben and Sunny are keeping it professional now, and they're discussing their favorite boat cleaning products.
So, Sarah and Kate.
Favorite? Oh.
So, what are your favorite shampoos or your face wash? Or, like, how would we even. There's no comparison there.
A favorite cleaning product in my household is Comet. Get that stuff in the sink and look how beautiful that sink is.
Scrub it with.
Provides so much joy in my house. So I get it.
I like Windex. It's like it'll clean everything. Windex and Dawn. Saves the butts. Saves the ducks from the oil. I quit. I'm going home.
So it's funny that you say duck because earlier I saw a deer out the window, like a big buck. And I was like, hey, a duck. But where she lives, there are deer everywhere. So she didn't care. And I was like, get your phone. Let's take a picture. But we just looked with our eyes. Anyway. Okay. So Fraser has a quick chat with Captain Carey about how delicate Kat is, you know, crying every day. And he just wants him to be aware. And he also notes that he thinks Barbie's attitude is improving. This is based on the conversation the night before. And just planning to give out stripes today.
That is so exciting and very worrying all at the same time.
Because he's
going to rock the proverbial boat. Like,
Yes. Kate, do you want to share some of your thoughts on Fraser's management style?
Well, I completely agree with you, Kelly. This is kind of an example of you're trying to be nice and uphold somebody, but there's going to be some consequences here.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This should be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jared calls the provisioner a couple times. He's trying to get more towels for the boat. One, why don't they have enough towels already? Or what happened to some of these towels? Maybe they got stained. I don't know. The second time he's on the phone with her, she tells him she does not like his tone.
And for her, because he was being like, I just need towels. Like, he was being so short with her. And someone needed to tell him to check himself. But I don't know. I feel like they just didn't want to do extra laundry.
That could be. So. You guys are on the same page about this because you were like, he's being a D.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think it was that bad.
He's really getting some life lessons here just in this episode alone.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
people are kind of handing it to him on a platter.
Yeah. I mean, where it's really hard to get stuff on a Caribbean island.
Yeah.
The provisioner's your only hope. You got to kiss some butt, I think.
Yeah. And I think you're going to get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Like, we're just going to.
In this case, yellow towels. So the preference meeting, we have Tina Smothers from Iowa with her husband and friends. I think one of them is also her sister. She cannot drink out of glassware. She must have plastic cups and a new one each time she gets a drink. Fraser thinks that this is psychotic.
I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, I want to know the backstory. There has to be some sort of backstory. So, yeah. Tina, were you cut as a child? Did you swallow some glass? Like, did it get in your mouth? I don't. Does Diet Coke just taste better in a Red Solo cup? I'm seriously, truly curious.
It's so not millennial of her, too.
No.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
You
think, but it's very protective.
I don't know, but what a waste. That. All that's going to end up in the landfill.
Yeah, truly.
And if she has a straw, forget it.
Right?
Right.
Real straw. Those poor sea turtles out there.
That's right. Uh-huh. So the good news is she's really easy otherwise. No beef, no poultry, no pork, no eggs, and no tofu.
So that leaves what?
So for me at this point, I'm sitting here going, okay, instead of telling us what you don't like, it's going to be way easier if you just tell us right up front, like, what do you want? What do you like? Yeah. Because Sarah and I literally stopped the episode and looked at each other and said, okay, I was like, what does that leave?
Yeah. So I think that leaves fish.
Fish.
And cheese and lentils and veggies and fruit.
Was chicken on that list?
No poultry.
Oh,
Anthony, you got it.
Good luck, my friend.
Sorry, bro. Yeah. So the guests want a roaring 20s party. This is so 3 years ago. We have so many of these on the Housewives. Like, no more roaring 20s parties.
Oh, but we're at the roaring 20s. Not this. I mean, and it's kind of the same as it was back then. So
what would this time period be called if that was the roaring 20s? Is there like the phone 20s?
I'm always wondering, though, where do they get these ideas of what party they want? Is there a list? And I'm also thinking, what party would I want?
Yeah, what would you
want? That's a great question.
What would I want? We've talked about this a few times.
Yeah.
I have a little fantasy. Have you heard of those shirt parties where everybody brings a shirt and you put it in a bag? And then later, everybody at the party has to pick a shirt out and then wear it for the night? I think that sounds hilarious.
It does sound hilarious.
I'm thinking
that sounds
a tiny
fun.
Little sequins shirt for some big buff man would be funny.
Crop top?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like it.
Too fun.
They also want to go snorkeling and they want beach volleyball. And you know, Fraser was thinking, I will not be participating in beach volleyball.
No. And we all know why.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Jared has a chat with Captain again. He says, you know, I heard what you said about staying focused. You know, I'm going to keep the course. And Carrie tells him, if you can't do this job because of what's going on at home, it's okay to say that. And you got to be here 100%. And it's a safety issue. And Carrie reiterates that he understands what Jared is going through, but he does let him know he knew that he was drunk, still drunk, maybe hungover.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you how much I appreciate that?
Yeah.
The captain did that because this could be the beginning of not a very good path for Jared.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do hope he gets his head on straight. Like, I do wonder, though, why didn't he ask Cap if he could make a phone or try and use, like, his Wi-Fi or his phone or email to just reach out to his daughter's mom to say, hey, look, here's what's going on. I'm trying, but, you know, because they showed the captain reaching his kiddos. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why, in the same respect, I don't know why Carrie didn't offer that.
Yeah. And maybe he did, and we just didn't see that.
That's true.
So Zandy's given the second stew position, and Barbie is not happy.
What could possibly go wrong?
I know.
Especially because Barbie said in her head, she's the second stew.
Yeah.
So.
Gosh. Okay. Yeah. So the guests arrive. We have a plastic glass for Tina. And you and I were worried when we saw that tray of champagne glasses. We're like, oh my God.
Literally.
They forgot it already.
Yeah. Literally holding our breath. We're like, did they forget it?
He was so excited.
She was.
Is this for me? Oh yeah. My goodness. Great.
Kate, what is your theory about picky eaters? So you were telling me.
Well, I've read somewhere the people who are picky eaters grow up to be unhappy adults. So that's always kind of in the back of my mind. But in this scenario, I'm reading it as a control aspect. So,
oh yeah,
maybe some things are out of control in her life, and this is one area that she feels the flex of being able to control it. But I mean, I don't know enough about her life to fully endorse that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it makes sense because we see in a little bit that she just breaks down and like storms off because she doesn't have control of what's going on.
Yeah. So something's going on. Like you said before, there's a backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Xandi tells Fraser that she has to redo everything that Kat does and she is just over this.
Well, yeah, what's the point of having two people do the same thing?
I know, but I was a little bummed that Xandi said that because as I was watching Xandi help Kat, my heart runneth over. I was like, this is what Kat needs. She needs somebody to show compassion for her. And so I loved that.
But we are like three charters in.
Yeah, okay.
Like, are we going to show you how to do the bed corners a third or fourth or fifth
like, time? Okay. Every time. But no, I mean, I get it. And we've said that too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of annoying because everybody seems to be getting along and now Xandi has an issue.
Yeah.
So we'll see. At one point, one of the guests said, Grenada, Granada, potato, patata. I thought that was funny. That's all I have to say about that.
I love that.
Kyle grew up working on a sheep farm and he was a sprinkler fitter. And I have no idea what that is. Like repairing sprinklers.
Kelly, what do you
think that is? I would think so, unless it's some, maybe it's like a fire extinguisher or like a,
on a house. Farm? Oh, in the barn?
No. Was he a sprinkler fitter at the barn, at the sheep farm?
Yeah.
Or was this a separate job? Because if it was a separate job, then maybe he was responsible for putting in like fire extinguishers in businesses.
So my brain went completely a different direction.
You can tell we're from the burbs.
You guys are from the burbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm from Timbuktu.
Okay.
So what is a sprinkler fitter?
Well, I don't think I don't know in Scottish culture what a sprinkler fitter is, but I do know that where I'm from, a lot of younger people, say age 12 through high school, are employed. And when I say employed, I don't mean paid. I just mean you're gonna go out there and this is what you're gonna do, friend.
Uh-huh.
And they have to put on their wellies.
Uh-huh.
Usually the wellies go all the way up to the thighs.
Oh, wow.
And they go out into the fields and they move pipe. And so you have to have a couple people and you are in a field and you grab the pipe, you move it down, set it down, but then you have to like screw the pipes together. So I'm like, maybe that's a sprinkler fitter. I don't know. We need to find this out.
That sounds more logical. So it's
just
crops.
Yeah, like hay fields or alfalfa or something like that. So anyways, we have got to figure this out.
Kyle,
how are we going to find out?
Kyle will DM us.
Okay. Kyle, we're waiting to hear from you, friend.
I have a feeling some of our listeners will be like, I cannot believe they don't know what a sprinkler is.
I know. You're going to get some flack for this one.
Anyway. So sorry.
You learn something new every day.
That's right. That's right.
Like Kelly's day. That was particularly hilarious.
Yeah. Maybe she's spot on, though.
I know. Okay, so at lunch, Eileen is already five drinks in. She's dropping sushi. She said she wants to wrestle her husband on the beach.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, depending on the husband, you never know. I mean, that could be fun. But what is happening here? Like, was she drunk when she got on the boat?
Maybe. She is ready to party. Anyway. After lunch, Ben takes them snorkeling on the boats. Eileen, you know, she's got her life jacket on, whatever. She's going somewhere. And then she says, where are we going?
Why are you going home?
I don't know where you're going.
I'm on a boat. I'm wearing dippy floppies.
That's right.
So she told Sunny, like, I can't swim. And I don't know if she could swim sober, but she definitely can't swim in her current state. So this is going to be interesting. And they let her get on the boat too. That made me nervous, but they seem to have picked a really great spot and they're having a really good time. So
yeah, it's beautiful. The reef was pretty. There's a little wreck. I mean, it was really nice. Back to the boat. Can we talk about Tina's outfit?
Okay.
It was a swimsuit with faces on it. Maybe her husband's face. Did you notice this? Kate pointed it out.
I clearly missed this part. I'm going to have to go back.
Yeah, you're going to.
What was I doing?
Okay, but come on now. This is not the real issue here, Sarah. Yeah. I am so confused. Yeah. You have to have a fresh glass every time you get a drink, but you'll wear jorts. What in the jorts? Are we talking about here? Like
jorts are okay.
No,
for
they're
girls,
not.
But not boys.
No, not if you're on a yacht. Frasier, please. Can we put these to bed?
Chime in on this, friend.
Okay, on a super yacht, Frasier.
Okay, to me, the bigger problem is the plastic hat with hearts on it. It had like a phone cord securing it in the back. You know what I'm talking about?
It's what your kid made you for Michael's for Christmas.
Yeah.
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 It looked like a bat mitzvah party favor from 1993.
And you say that like you know.
I was doing the bar and bat mitzvah circuit in 1993. Okay. I did also have visors that I puffy painted like Sarah's bat mitzvah.
Nice.
Know, whatever, 1993. But they didn't have the phone port. I think mine might last year than hers. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, she's putting it down.
Anyway, okay. So we should put up a screenshot of what she was
wearing. Yeah. I'm going to need to go back and check this out.
So before dinner, there's a crash, breaking glass coming from Eileen's room.
Oh, no.
So we're not surprised because Eileen. A glass panel in the bathroom door fell and broke all over the place. And they call the engineer, I guess, to come deal with it.
So Mike he's locked in the bathroom, like cannot get out. And thankfully, it doesn't look like the glass broke, but it's like little squares of it everywhere. But so there's Eileen comes upstairs. There's a real problem. I need help. And Kat's like, oh, no. And so she runs down there. And she's like, Eileen, so I was sleeping. And I'm like, I call shenanigans.
Yeah. Did she walk into the door? Like, what happened? Her first thing, I was sleeping.
The least just want to put that out there.
Insane though. We were like, oh, what happened?
Yeah. Okay. So meanwhile, everyone else is setting up for this Monte Carlo party, which I guess is what Frasier's calling the Roaring Twenties party because Roaring Twenties overdone. Okay. Everyone looks great.
Yeah. And Frasier's vest was amazing. I will say it was very National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation, but I loved it.
Yeah. We have lobster and filet for dinner. Cold lobster for Tina, but not raw.
Okay.
Yeah. Dessert arrives and Eileen and Tina get into it about not waiting to eat until everybody's served. Tina leaves the table in tears.
Yeah,
what is the backstory?
I don't know. And there's definitely something more brewing there. And Eileen's husband, who is Mike, is Tina's business partner. So I'm wondering if that had something to do with it because he wasn't like sticking up for her, or whoever said that that her exit from the table was a 7, that she could have been a little bit more dramatic. May have something to do with it too.
Appreciate that sense of humor. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Eileen told Jared, it's a good thing you're good looking because you've got nothing else going on for you.
Seriously.
What? Why would you say something like that to a stranger, someone you don't know? Even someone you do know, why would you say that?
That is a low blow. Come on.
Yeah. So that's just crazy.
She is an unhappy person, obviously. Yeah.
So the guests are in the hot tub. They're being so rude to Barbie. They're like, every time you come up here, you better have a drink for everybody. Just rude.
Yeah.
Eileen falls getting out of the hot tub.
Oh, my goodness.
And she cracks her head right on the side of the hot tub. And Barbie has to walk her down the stairs to her room.
So at one point, I thought, ouch, that has to hurt. And then at the other point, I thought, karma. Don't ever be mean to the crew. Like,
yeah.
So I feel like that was the universe smacking her back in the face.
I do like how Barbie handled that.
Yeah.
She did a beautiful job there.
Yeah.
Down the stairs and being
Let's go. I'm just going to walk with you. You're amazing. Yeah, that was good.
Eileen's like, I got it.
Well, I'm just going to help you. So yeah. Jared is upset about what Eileen said and also not being able to talk to his daughter. And he's just not doing well.
Yeah.
It's all kind of compounding. And I'm worried about him. And the preview for next week does not show his mental health getting any better. It just doesn't look good. And I think we're going to see a side of Captain Carey we do not want to see ever again.
Yeah. Oh. I wonder if Jared is going to just leave on his own accord or if he's going to make a mistake and be out of there. I hope that he just makes a decision to go.
Yeah.
Or maybe he'll figure it out.
That's very optimistic, but could be.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, best case scenario. We'll see. All right. Now it's time for our segment, Chief Steward Fraser Presents Fun with Phrases.
What a horrible group of people.
Okay, which of these Fraser codes was your favorite? This is for you two.
Okay.
Guess who's your mummy? 2. It's stupid and psychotic to be asking for plastic every single drink. 3. She's got a lot of problems, this woman. Come on, babe. Enjoy life. Have an egg. 4. It doesn't look like Tina likes anything at all. She doesn't like smiling. I will do my best to deal with it. Which one was your favorite?
I really like 3. She's got a lot of problems, this woman. Come on, babe. Enjoy life. Have an egg. It's pretty simple, but fun.
Yeah.
So at some point during the episode, I decided that I was going to make a tally of any time Tina smiled because I'm like, you have one epic RBF there, honey.
Yeah.
So in that tally, how many times do you think I tallied? How many times she smile? I mean, she's on a
maybe spot. 2.
Granada.
Maybe 2.
What do you think?
I thought it'd be a handful. I mean, she's on a super yacht with her friends.
One time, friends. One time. At any rate, Fraser, I'm with you on the egg thing. I'm going egg. That's the quote.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back with Hot Tub Combo.
Let's talk about today's sponsor, Let's Get Checked, a worldwide leader in at-home health tests that puts you in control of your healthcare.
You don't have to go to a lab to get your blood drawn. You don't even have to leave your home. It's super convenient.
Test kits ship directly to you in discreet packaging. Once your sample arrives at the laboratory, your confidential results are available within 2 to 5 days.
Kelly, I ordered the essential vitamin test and the instructions were super easy and I had my results within 3 days. And a nurse from Let's Get Checked called me and went over my results over the phone. And it turns out that my vitamin D and B12 levels were low, which could explain why I've been so tired lately.
So go to trylgc.com and use code ABOVEDECK25 for 25% off. That's trylgc.com, code ABOVEDECK25.
It's time for Hot Tub Convo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
Sarah and Kate, guess what?
What?
Chase and the crew of sailing yacht Grace finally left for the Bahamas last week.
Finally, about a month
ago. When are we going?
I mean, we were invited at least twice, so we need to, I think they're going to go drop off relief supplies on Abaco, and then I think they're maybe going to Nassau, and then they're going to be in the Exumas, and that's where they're going to party it up. So
that's where the pigs are, right?
That's where the swimming pigs are. That's where the like nurse sharks are that you can pet and stuff. Yeah. We'll see if we can make it happen. Hopefully, I'll get a ladder so we can get on this boat a little easier.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Oh, not Ekansu. Can't wait to get the traders. Okay, so Barbie and Jared were on Watch What Happens Live last week. They both looked great. Barbie has blonde highlights right now, and she was
fun.
Fishnet tights with rhinestones on them. And then her dress had these white roses, like, right on the wrist. It was very cool.
And cute.
Jared said he still hasn't met his daughter in person, so that's sad. And he said it's a tricky situation because his ex is now with another person and they don't want to make the relationship confusing for the daughter. And that's very awkward.
I get it. That is super awkward, but I appreciate that he's focusing on the kiddo and how it's going to affect.
Yeah, they can handle it.
They can handle more than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And the most successful adoptions are open adoptions. So go for it, Jared.
Yeah.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah. And I hope that his ex, I don't know, makes it easier for him to be a part of her life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So Barbie called Jared out on comparing her to bacteria in that episode from a couple weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
And then he said on Watch What Happens Live, he said, well, there is good bacteria. Thought that was pretty funny.
Word.
Andy asked who they would never work with again. And Barbie said Kat. And Jared said Ben.
I could see that.
Yeah. I mean, they did have some conflict at the beginning, but it seems like they're working together pretty well. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Andy was so tickled by everything Barbie said. And he even asked her if she wanted to be a housewife, like if she'd ever considered it. And she was like, I would love it. It's my dream. She's a huge Housewives fan.
Okay.
By the way, if we have her on the podcast, we need to talk Housewives with her, obviously, because she's really into
Yeah.
So is this Housewives of Argentina that you're talking about? Closing a new Housewives franchise.
Well, I don't know.
Location.
Maybe. Okay.
That's so it. Remember last week when we talked about Captain Dreamboat's baby mullet? And I just love the fact that we're calling it a baby mullet.
Yeah.
I said I thought he was inspired by Kyle from Summer House. And we had a listener comment this week. At Nutmeg House Bear writes, obviously, Captain Cutie was inspired by Keith Stone for the mullet. And yes.
Obviously. I don't know why we didn't think of that.
I don't know.
So funny. Good comment. Joao was on the podcast Side Piece Show with Melissa Feaster. This is also part of Herd at Media. We met Melissa at BravoCon. And it turns out she moderated the Below Deck panel at the very first BravoCon in 2019, which I know that she loves Below Deck, so that's cool. I haven't listened to the whole interview yet, just clips, but as big Zarina fans, I'm just excited to kind of hear what he has to say about that situation and just in general about his experience on Below Deck. So anyway, give that a listen.
Yeah. That sounds great. Okay. Now it's time to talk about the traitors.
Okay. So when the episode starts out, we find out who MJ voted for. She voted for Peter, a faithful.
Yes.
And the faithfuls think there are two traitors left. And they are
such a dramatic reveal.
Mm-hmm. And her tiny little handwriting.
Oh my gosh, it was great. And Mallory's like, why did she write so small? I said, because people could tell what you're writing. You have to be like strategic in this, kid.
I didn't know that.
I would expect nothing less though with the level of dramatics from this group. It was amazing.
For sure. So CT said that he hopes he's in as good a shape as John at his age.
Yeah.
And MJ said people in England probably don't get Botox, so he may not be as old as they think.
Oh, my God. could you imagine John getting Botox?
No.
I'm sad he's gone.
With his turkey teeth first. Sorry, John. So the fashions are getting worse, right? Where are their stylists? War berets, we had hooker boots, pirate shirts at the round table.
Glad you said something because Michelle's outfit was horrid. Like, this was my least favorite of her. She was wearing like leather pants that were too big. I don't know. Did not like it.
Running out of outfits. Right?
Yeah.
They didn't expect to be here this long, and maybe
they're doing the best that they can with what they've got. And you know what?
Right.
All I ever do.
What did you guys think about the mission that they did, the challenge?
This was my favorite mission.
Oh, really?
Okay. It was so fun. And I think it was because they were all trying so hard, just so hard. And everyone was biffing so bad and they were laughing so hard. And even Alan was laughing. And I just love it when like the host loses it and is like having fun with them too. So I thought it was fun. They got a lot more money than I thought they were going to get.
Yeah. I like their determination in the end. Yeah. Chastain was a good sport.
So. Oh, yeah.
So at the round table, everyone votes for Phaedra. Thank you. This was very useful, including Kate. I do think that Kate said a little too much at the round table. And afterwards, she was working too hard to get people to think that Sandra is a traitor. And that's not how she's played the game up till now. So people are getting suspicious.
Yeah.
Who do we think Kate will murder next? Like, what's the most strategic move?
I think it's going to be Trishel. I don't think they'll get rid of CT because he has the gaming experience. I think Trishel is too noisy for people. Like, she just is constantly like overthinking and overtalking everything. I think she's going to be let go.
Do you think Kate's going to be successful in convincing people that Sandra's the other people have said like, ooh, it could be Sandra. So
I think she's going to let Sandra go and people are going to start thinking Trishel's the traitor.
Ooh, that's a good one too. Yeah. Oh, we got it. I want to watch this. I want to watch it. Let's go.
I know. It's Sunday. We have a few more days till Traitor's Day. So I have a correction from last week or the week before. So Captain Carey messaged us last week to say this. Good day. Another great podcast. Love the energy. Yes, you met my incredible lady at BravoCon. Glenn's lady is from the Dominican Republic. Remember I said I thought maybe she was also from Turkey? Not the case.
Yeah, yeah.
And Glenn's girlfriend wasn't at BravoCon. So that was Captain
Carey's
girlfriend.
Yay!
So that's who we saw when we went to that little side stage and she was like, I'm up on the stage. Okay.
Love it.
Kelly, I am just curious now that you've spent a half hour or so with Kate, do you have an idea about what her color aura is?
Yellow. Oh. I was going to say it's yellow.
What does Kirk think?
Yellow.
That's cool.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
And thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow. That's cool.
Well, that was kind of fun and unexpected. Yeah. But yeah, no, really. Like, I've always thought, definitely yellow.
Oh, that's so cool. We're yellow and orange. We're sunset colors.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Aw.
Do you know what yours is, Kelly? Like, can you? No. Someone else would have to read it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You should come to Sedona because somebody here could hand you the crystal and tell you what color.
It is so good to be here.
Oh, okay. I'm coming. Next time you go, I'm there. We're going.
Bring a lot of sunscreen, hat, sun protective clothing.
Like, just walk around with one of those really big hats, the real floppy ones.
Carry a parasol.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's what I'll definitely do.
100 years.
Well, it's time for our segment, Join Me in the Wheelhouse, where we decide who needs to see Captain Carey for a stern talking to. So who do you think we should choose this week?
I didn't think this through. Who do you think?
Like, who needs a stern talking to?
Yeah,
who behaves badly? I mean,
well, out of the guests,
Eileen
and Tina.
Not Mess Express.
What about from the crew, though?
I mean, that's kind of obvious.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Who is it?
I mean, Jared?
Yeah. I guess so. We call him several times now, so maybe I'm trying to spread the wealth.
Oh, poor guy. That's okay. You know what? Everybody needs a leader. Everybody needs a mentor. And, you know, Carey comes from a place of love. He's never calling people out just to be a jerk. He's just kind of like, hey, this is what's going on here. Let's straighten it up because I expect a little more from you. So,
okay.
Anyways, I don't know.
Let's go with Eileen and Tina.
Okay, that's our
episode. All right, get up here, girls. We got to bandage your head, Eileen.
That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us 5 stars only. Please follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at abovedeckpod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Hoodat Media Production.
It is so dry here. My lips are so chapped. And the sun is so harsh. You should not come here.
Will I burn? I am a shade of alabaster.